spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
Good morning and welcome to Plugged Into Long Island. I'm Donna Donna, and my guests in the studio today are here to talk about the Suffolk County Marathon, which is happening 1 week from today, Sunday, October 29th. I do want to give the event its proper title, the third annual Catholic Health Services Suffolk County Marathon, because it's very important to give the title sponsor props. And here from Catholic Health Services, we have Mr. John McMurray, who is from Good Sam Hospital. You are the COO?
Yes, I am.
We also have Melissa Pandolf, who is with Suffolk County Veterans Services. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
And you are a runner yourself.
Yes,
I'm very impressed.
Also. Mm-hmm.
I'm very impressed.
And a veteran.
Mm-hmm. And we also have Mike Polanski from GLIRC. The Greater Long Island Running Club.
Over the edge.
Better known to our panel as GLIRC. And who's that guy next to you? Gonna forget his. Oh, it's the Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone. Good morning, Mr. Ballone. How
good
are
to
you?
Be here, Don. How are you?
I'm very good, and I'm so happy to have you all here because the Suffolk County Marathon, third this year, is such a wonderful event, and it is all to benefit veteran services here in Suffolk County. And with the largest veteran population in any county in the state of New York, you've got to offer a lot of services.
No question about it. And it's, you know, one of the things that we are most proud of as a county, that we have that distinction of having more veterans than anyone else. We think it's part of what makes Suffolk County such a special place to live. But, you know, that also comes with a responsibility. You know, we have an obligation to those who chose to serve, and particularly those who served in time of war, to make sure that, you know, we offer them and their families the assistance that they need, you know, when they need a helping hand as they're transitioning back and as they're dealing with over, you know, a period of many years and in many, many cases over a lifetime with the challenges they face as a result of their military service. We owe them, you know, gratitude and a debt that you can't really repay. But our obligation is to make sure we're there for them. And that's what the, you know, big part of what the marathon is all about.
And you can get all the details at suffolkmarathon.com. And if we have veterans, families, friends of veterans, coworkers of veterans listening today and are thinking, you know, I have a friend, a family member who could use some help, give me a website where they can go.
Well, there's a lot of services, but our Veteran Service Office, which really does a tremendous job.
So they can call the Suffolk County Veteran Service Agency, and the number is 631-853-VETS, and you'll be able to speak with one of our service officers that are all veterans themselves. So you're being served by your fellow veterans, and we will ensure that they're receiving any benefits that they're entitled to, and we will also make them aware of all the special services that the county has to offer our veterans. There's quite a few services people aren't aware of, so we go out in the community a lot and try to make them aware, and it's been a great success so far.
Okay, you can give us that phone number again, but people really want a website. So one more time on the phone.
The phone number is 631-853-8387 or 853-VETS. And the website is suffolkcountyny.gov/veteranservices.
Okay, suffolkcountyny.gov/veteranservices. And it is the third annual Catholic Health Services Suffolk County Marathon that is coming up on Sunday, October 29th. And from Good Sam Hospital, we have John McMurray. And you are a veteran yourself, John.
I am, Donna.
What branch of the service were you in?
I was in the Army for 26 years.
Wow. Oh, no wonder you have such good posture. And what? From when to when?
Just recently have... transitioned out and into the position of Chief Operating Officer at Good Samaritan with Catholic Health System Services.
Mm-hmm. And as a veteran, it must be very gratifying to work with the Suffolk County Marathon.
Well, you know, I spent a better part of my life taking care of veterans or taking care of soldiers and the extension of veterans now and being able to serve them in our current role with Catholic Health Services of Long Island, being able to be the title sponsor for the marathon and teamed up with the county to not only bring the medical coverage for the race to make it happen, because there's a lot of logistics that goes into having a race like this.
That's not something you always think of.
You know, and it's mm-hmm. something that you know, we have 13 physicians, nurses, you know, podiatrists, because you can't get anywhere without that group.
And, that would be my first problem, you know, a blister.
So, you know, we've got coverage throughout the whole race, about 8 tenths, and then we just added some mobile bike attending EMTs to ride along the route.
So oh, wow.
So no one will be, if injured, will be waiting. And we had great success last year. You know, we were able to sponsor the race last year with Catholic Health Services, and we had, even though I think the weather was a little bit warm, even though I have a different definition of what warm is after after Iraq and Afghanistan, but they say it was warm, and we didn't have any injuries. Most people want to get back in the race and just get a little care and then and finish. And I think that's exactly you know, where our veterans are. It's a never quit type of idea for the race, but also with veterans that resonates with them is a never quit spirit. So it really, most people should get out and run the race.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that you can't find an excuse why not to.
Oh, I probably could. But the beauty part is that you don't have to run the race to support this worthy cause. You can attend the Freedom Fest Taste of Long Island that is in downtown Patchogue Village. And the Freedom Fest is food and music and local breweries and wineries and restaurants are all participating. And it's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on race day. And the net proceeds from all of that benefits Veteran Services. But we're here today to talk about the runners, because we want to talk about the course and the race. How many, Mr. Ballone, can you tell us how many runners have participated over the last 2 years?
We've averaged about 3,000 runners over the first couple of years, and we're, you know, hoping to get around that number again. You know, it's a great course, the flat course. Mike could talk a little bit more about that. He is the expert on it.
It's a very runner-friendly course.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. As a runner, what do I want to know about the course?
First of all, you want to know that it's not just the marathon. We've got a marathon, we've got a half marathon, we've got a 5-kilometer run, and we've got, this year for the first time, a 4-person marathon relay. So you really have your choice of any distance you want to cover. Most people are not ready, unlike Steve, for a full marathon.
Steve's not ready either.
31
Steve's
days
training.
To go.
Yes. Colonel McMurray is going to be helping with my training.
Just about everybody can train, who's in reasonably good shape, can train for a 5-kilometer run. All of the runs go through the downtown areas of the South Shore of Long Island. The marathon goes through Heckscher State Park.
Ooh.
We go through the new Amity Education Center, past the Bourne Mansion, and that's the point where we hit the Walk of Remembrance, a mm-hmm. third of a mile that will honor the, I think it's 26 tragically killed soldiers, Air Force, Marines, since 9/11. I hope that when the marathoners and half marathoners go through that area, they remember what this is all about.
This isn't something new this year,
the
Walk of Remembrance.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, I'll tell you, it was an idea that legislator William Spencer, Doc, as we call him, you know, approached me about. And it's something they do the Blue Mile in the Marine Corps Marathon down in Washington, D.C. And it's a really moving, touching experience for anyone who has seen it and runs the race. And so he had said, you know, is there something we could do to incorporate that into the Suffolk County Marathon, particularly since our marathon is about veterans?
Veterans, sure.
And so, you know, working with the Amity Education Center at by Bourne Mansion, you know, we are having now for the first time this Road to Remembrance along this beautiful roadway that leads right to the mansion there. And we're going to have flags and pictures of all of these service members who paid
service
the ultimate sacrifice.
Who were from Long Island, who were from Suffolk County?
Exactly, okay. Yes. Who paid the ultimate, made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country mm-hmm. as a way to honor them and as a reminder to all of us what this is about.
Sure. Must mean a lot to the families, I'm sure, of those 26.
Yeah, no question. Listen, any way we can, any opportunity we can to honor men and women like that, then we need to take that opportunity. Yeah.
And we talked about how last year it was a little warm.
yes.
Okay. Maybe not compared to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Exactly. But, yes. No complaining.
But warm for runners. Mike, what's a good temperature?
55 degrees is the perfect temperature.
Okay.
You lose a little bit the higher it gets over that, and you lose a little bit the lower it gets under that. 55 is the perfect temperature.
Okay. And what was the temperature last year, Mike?
Oh, it was about 70-something.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that is warm.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
But we all survived it.
Yeah.
Beautiful day for the Freedom Fest. So, yes. You know what? If we lost a little time on the run, you know what? The Freedom Fest was, right. And it makes it a little more challenging for, the medical team and the Catholic Health Services when you have those kind of
people
temperatures.
Fainting, runners fainting.
Sure.
Yeah, I bet.
We're ready, though.
But last year, you pulled out a beautiful day. I recall that the forecast was not optimal, but you pulled out a great day, maybe a little warm, but it was a big success. And can you estimate how much you raised last year for?
Well, altogether, we've raised more than $300,000 for veteran services.
Over the first 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And if you're just joining us, the third annual Catholic Health Services Suffolk County Marathon is Sunday, October 29th. You can get details at suffolkmarathon.com. It is a benefit for Suffolk County Veterans Services. And if you know a veteran or if you are a veteran that needs some help, suffolkcountyny.gov/veteran services. That's the website to go to, suffolkcountyny.gov/veteran services. And if you're not computer savvy, the phone number is 631-853-VETS. That's 631-853-VETS. And let's remind everyone not to be intimidated by the marathon, which is
26.2
miles. The half marathon, obviously, half of that.
16.1.
And
13.1. I got to do math. And I'm Air Force.
And I wanted to ask you about your branch of service. But for those of us that never mastered the metric system, how long is a 5K?
That's 3.107 miles.
Oh, boy. You could do that in your sleep.
You can walk it, too. It's a very family-friendly week, day of events, actually.
Yeah.
Kids can walk it. My kids walk it. They run it. Families can walk together just to show their support for their local veterans. And it's a good time for veterans to come out as well, because people may not realize that they're living next door to a veteran. So it's a way that they can be honored. And it brings the community together a lot, because a lot of veterans don't self-identify. But when everybody comes together for this type of event, you start to learn more about your neighbors. And you see that veterans and military members come from all walks of life. And again, they could be your neighbors and you don't know it.
But also for veterans to connect with one another.
Exactly.
That's got to be a benefit. Mm-hmm. And what is the relay? How does that work?
Okay, it's a four-person relay. Each runner will run approximately 6.5 miles. The first runner will run from downtown Patchogue at the start to the Oakdale train station. Second runner will run from the train station to Heckscher State Park. Third runner from Heckscher back to the Oakdale train station. And the fourth runner on the team will finish the race in Patchogue. It's designed to, again, add a sense of team to the event, which is mm-hmm. always great for what is really an individual sport. And some people want to do a little bit more than 5 kilometers, but are not quite ready for a half marathon. So this is a good compromise.
Sure,
covering all the bases.
Yeah, you really are.
Yep.
And pre-registration is required?
No, you can register at the expo as well.
Oh, okay.
Which is at the YMCA in Patchogue on Friday and Saturday before the event.
Okay, and let's remind everybody that the Suffolk County Marathon, the third annual Catholic Health Services Suffolk County Marathon, is Sunday, October 29th. All the details, suffolkmarathon.com. Can you register online, Mr. Ballon?
Yes, suffolkmarathon.com. Go to register online. Absolutely. Okay. Register today and sign up for whichever race is most comfortable for you. We even have a virtual race you can do.
How does that work?
So there's no excuse, literally. Mike, how does that work?
How does the virtual race work?
It's an honor system. You tell us you're
we
doing.
We trust you.
Yes. You get your shirt, you get all of the swag, and you do it on your own time whenever you want to, and just send us the results.
Right, okay.
It is an honor system. But they're all honorable people because they're runners.
And even though I'm virtually running, I can get sponsors and raise some money for the veterans' causes.
Yes, you can.
That is just wonderful. So now, Melissa, tell us about what branch of the service were you in?
I served in the active duty Air Force as well as the Air National Guard, and I retired after 22 years.
Oh, you were in the military for 22 years?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
And I'd like to also say thank you to the county executive, because he's also a veteran, if that hasn't been mentioned, and to the colonel, because I know he's coming up on his retirement.
Retirement from the hospital?
From the Army.
Oh, from
26
the Army.
Years.
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize. I thought you were through in the military.
He's in the middle of his transition.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's why everyone's calling you Colonel?
It ranks all of us.
Yeah. We're always going to call him Colonel.
Well-deserved. Is that an affectionate title, or is that how it works in the
that's
military?
That's his rank. That's pretty high up there.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be saluting him all day long in the military.
So in other words, I wouldn't dare not call him Colonel. I'm so sorry, Colonel. You're getting all red and embarrassed. Is there anything more that you'd like to tell us about what Good Sam offers and Catholic Health Services for veterans?
You know, this is a great, just a great opportunity. Catholic Health Services is, you know, the largest faith-based health system on Long Island, currently taking care of about one in four Long Islanders. And we've got three hospitals just in Suffolk alone, and then our other four hospitals in the Nassau area.
What are the three Suffolk hospitals?
St. Charles, St. Catherine's, and then Good Samaritan.
Okay.
And so, you know, that is a partnering with the marathon is something that underscores our commitment to the veterans and gives us an opportunity, because we do care for a great deal of veterans in those hospital systems. So.
And yeah. Will you be running, Colonel?
If Steve's running, I'm running.
All right. The gauntlet's been thrown down.
So I'm just waiting for him to determine which one he's running.
Yeah, right. He runs the marathon. Do you not know that?
Although I said the training's been a little slow this year, so we'll see. But I can't say enough about Catholic Health Services and you know, how they have, you know, really
stepped up
for our veterans.
Yeah.
You know, they do amazing things for our veterans every day. But, you know, their support for this event, you know, that, you know, helps to bring additional resources to our veterans, just really reflects, I think, their institutional commitment to serve the veterans population here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it helps when you have a veteran charge. When you have a colonel in charge, he probably puts in the good word. But no, it's wonderful. Catholic Health Services, this is their second year, correct?
Well, they've been involved with the
since the beginning?
Marathon from the very beginning, yeah.
Okay.
They've, you know, been at the heart of it since the beginning. So,
well, I hope we are going to have a perfect day for running.
55 degrees.
55 degrees for the race, and then it will warm up for the Taste of Long Island Freedom Fest to a comfortable 72.
That is a good plan.
When the Freedom Fest begins at 9 a.m. and it goes to 4 p.m. in Patchogue Village, with all of the music and the local breweries and wineries and local produce. And it really is a celebration of all that Long Island has to offer. It will all be on display in the marathon and in the Freedom Fest. And it's it's a moment, I think it's an event where families can come out and really feel proud of what their county is doing for veterans and show veteran support. The music, a lot of the music that's going to be at the Freedom Fest, there's going to be a lot of veterans in those bands. So that is really wonderful part of it. And Melissa, would you give us that website again if someone feels that they know someone or themselves are in need of some veteran services?
Sure. They can contact us at www.suffolkcountyny.gov/veteranservices, or they can call 631-853-VETS.
Because I understand there's a lot of reticence among veterans when they transition and they come home. To reach out.
They're not familiar with what Suffolk County has to offer, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact there's not a military full-time active duty base here. Mm-hmm. So when they come home, they may not realize what's out in the community. But we go out into the community as veteran service officers, and we advise them not only of their benefits with the VA, but also the benefits of being a Suffolk County resident mm-hmm. and a Suffolk County veteran. We have things such as Vets Court. We have Veterans Docket Day, first in the country to have that. I know people never get red light tickets, but if it happens to you, just know that there's veterans, that'll take care of veterans and help you out with that. But there's also a lot of job opportunities. There's special attorneys that work just for the veterans. There's so many different things out there that people may not be aware of. So I always say, call, have a conversation with one of us and learn about what's out there for mm-hmm. you.
And if you want to participate in the marathon, go to suffolkmarathon.com to register, or you can also register at the expo, which is to give us the expo info one more time, Mike.
The expo is at the Y in Patchogue. It'll be Friday, Friday the 27th. And Saturday the 28th, all day.
Okay, and it's a sports expo.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. It is. We're going to have vendors from all over the sports community. It's going to be fun mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah, so it's a great warm-up activity.
Yes, it is.
For the marathon on Sunday, October 29th. Is there anything that anyone would like to add about the marathon?
We want to thank also Mayor Paul Pontieri from Patchogue.
He was here last year.
Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, he's a big supporter
today.
Of the marathon. I said, when I finished the 26 miles last year, he was there to hand me a beer at the end of the end of the race, which is really an important thing, right, Mike?
Yes, it is. This year, we're going to have our own special beer. Blue Point Brewery is going to be...
I heard about that.
Yes,
they're brewing a
Suffolk Marathon beer, and it's going to be very good. Uh-oh. Only available to runners and volunteers at the race.
Oh, boy. So virtual runners can get a virtual Suffolk County beer. But it's a wonderful day. You can cheer on the runners. Mm-hmm. You can show your support for veterans.
We really encourage people to come out and cheer on the runners.
And also
there'll be a lot of veterans in the race itself.
Right? Yeah, I'm sure.
It is. And I'd just like to add that when you register, you're not only supporting veterans, but you can raise money for your own charitable groups as well. So you can create teams and help support charities that are meaningful to you. My brother, he runs for EB Research, which is research to help butterfly children. And I know in the community of Patchogue, where I live, there are children affected by this disease. I cannot pronounce the word EB Research, but what it stands for, but it's called butterfly children. And what it is if a child comes in contact with another person or anything, if they touch their skin, it burns their skin.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
so they God. Walk around and so they're covered a lot. So mm-hmm. it's a very disturbing disease. I don't know too much about it, but I know Patchogue community is affected by a child that has it.
That's interesting.
So my brother runs in support of research for that. So while you're supporting veterans, you can also create your own charitable organizations and raise money within them. Mm-hmm. So I think that's an important aspect of the marathon as well.
Yeah, let's not forget that mm-hmm. that part of it. Anything you'd like to add, Mr. Ballone?
Just we encourage everybody to sign up at suffolkmarathon.com and understand whatever you decide to do, whatever event, whatever race you want, with every step you take, you are supporting our veterans. And
we didn't mention the fact that the Suffolk County Marathon is a qualifier to run for the Boston Marathon.
That's correct.
Yeah. Tell us about that, Mike.
If you complete the Suffolk County Marathon in the time established by Boston for your age group, you're in.
I never realized you had to qualify for some of these big name races.
Boston, since at least 50 years now, you have had to run a qualifying time to get into Boston.
And they're just doing it for the fun of it. They're not doing it for a good cause like supporting veterans.
That's correct.
That's what I love about the Suffolk County Marathon. All the info on suffolkmarathon.com, the third annual Catholic Health Services Suffolk County Marathon, Sunday, October 29th, accompanied by, in downtown Patchogue, the Freedom Fest, Taste of Long Island, with food and music and drinks and all of the vendors coming out to support veterans. It begins at 9 a.m. You can go early for breakfast. You can stay for brunch, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's going to be a wonderful day. I am going to speak to Mother Nature personally to make sure
she
delivers.
That,
and, Mike, you look like you have something you want to add?
I could mention that we're the Suffolk County Marathon, but we haven't forgotten our friends in Nassau either and their marathon in the spring. So anyone who has completed both the Long Island Marathon in Eisenhower Park in May and the Suffolk Marathon will get a special medal. The
really?
Two counties joined together. Same thing with anybody who's done the two half marathons. We'll get a special medal at the end of the race.
Oh, that's wonderful. I always feel like, you know, when we're talking about the Suffolk County Marathon, I try to pretend that the Long Island Marathon in that county to the west of us doesn't exist. But that's great to know.
Yep. Yes, we've decided to come to terms with each other.
Sign a peace treaty.
Yes. And I think also, you know, to train appropriately for the race, to, you know, to be safely and be trained up and ready to go, you know, the Catholic Health Services clinical experts have developed a website on the suffolkmarathon.com. We've got a link there for Catholic Health Service, and, you know, gives you an idea how to do, you know, training running up to the event. And,
I will be Steve, checking that link out today.
And, there's a clock on there that gives you the how many hours and minutes you got left till
marathon.
And so, you know, running and training and then
it's
also
important.
Injury prevention is all on the website. And it's a CHS link on the website there. Mm-hmm. To work that into your training program.
That's wonderful. And if you're not quite ready for the marathon, there's the half marathon, the 5K, the four-person relay, and the virtual marathon. So have I left out any distances or any races?
I think we're good.
Good.
Pretty much covers it all.
Good. Well, best of luck on the 29th. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.